And from this place of ease, would like for you now to focus your attention on your root chakra, the chakra that's at the base of the body, and focus on that chakra being the most beautiful shade of crystal clear candy apple red. And focusing that picture of that beautiful red color, so clear, so deep and rich and clean. And seeing that color there at the base of the body. And understanding that this chakra, the tube of energy that runs from the front to the back, the bottom portion of that tube is in perfect alignment with your pelvic floor. So it's, use an astrological term, it's conjunct. They are together. Seeing that beautiful candy apple red tube running through your body. And would like for you to lean into that color, lean into that center, almost as if you were leaning towards a closed door and wanted to listen in. And opening your inner senses, I'd like for you now to in some way sense the consciousness of this energy center. Consciousness of this center is generally to be found on the frequency or the wavelength. And so, by picturing or remembering a candy apple in that shiny red, red color, or coating, if you will. But it's the color, the redness of it, the clarity of it. So, attuning your inner senses to that wavelength, that frequency. And then drawing your attention upward to the second chakra. Picturing the most perfect orange you've ever seen. You cut that orange open and it's just fragrant and bursting with flavor and scent. Juicy and rich in its color. Perfectly ripe and ready. And seeing that tube of energy at the second chakra bringing all of your attention, opening your inner sensors to see and access the consciousness there. Now drawing your consciousness up into your will center, that area in and around and above the navel. But instead of lemon yellow, this is a golden yellow, a bright gold, not a dark gold, but a bright one. Rich. Its color vibrant, and yet mellow. And leaning into this tube of energy, putting out your sensors to explore consciousness here, your inner eyes and ears, nose, and your inner hands, your inner sentience, your clairsentience, that inner sense that corresponds to the sense of touch. And sensing or seeing, smelling, feeling that color and that energy and the consciousness that lives there. And setting your intention to remember all of this experience so that when you journal about it, it brings insight and revelation. It expands your knowledge about the information you are receiving. It illumines the importance of what you have learned and how you have expanded. And now, rising up to the heart level, center of your chest, this luminous, deep, rich, emerald green color remembering the green that we've worked with before to be that color. And when you are being that color, remember now the presence that was there with you. And find that presence now, that consciousness. Thank you. the base of the neck, to the throat, and this clear, bright, sky blue light at the throat. Like the blue of the sky on a summer's day, heading towards the evening. Its luminousness, its clarity, so beautiful. Allowing yourself to fall into that color and opening all your inner senses to access the presence of the director there. And cooperating harmoniously with that director is your consciousness that exists here in the throat. The center, the Word, and the Word made flesh. And drawing your energy up again to your third eye and the luminous, clear, rich, violet light, like a gem, beautiful wheel of light. And leaning in to experience the energy of the consciousness that exists there. Finally, rising up to the crown and the rainbow white light. And this chakra, instead of a tube, it houses the central pillar of light running through you, and the rainbow white light noticing that this column of light is all the way down to the base of the body and touches that candy apple red of the tube of light that is your base chakra, giving that column of light its energy. Now, taking a few steps back so that you are able to see all seven chakras in your view, in your field of vision. And now as you see them in their totality, and you see the column of light connecting them, and that column of light is in the middle of the body, and it's composed of many, many strands of light, of consciousness. And following that light all the way back up, seeing how it bisects the tubes of light that are your chakras, the energies. And above the crown, this pillar of light becomes a strand of light. So that all that is within that column of light within you is compressed into this strand of light. And reaching out your hand, you give that strand of light an upward tug. One quick jerk of light upwards. And all the chakras begin to spin. And as they spin, they create fire in every color. Wheels of fire. Red fire, orange fire, golden yellow fire, emerald green fire, sky blue fire, violet fire, white fire. And simply observing these energies. Spinning. Coordinating. Synchronizing. Becoming ever clearer, richer, deeper, cleaner. Gaining more and more brilliance, more clarity. And just allowing them to spin. While you open to receive the energy of the will to initiate. And observing as you radiate the energies of the will to initiate outward towards your chakras. Can see the particles of light radiating towards your chakras, full of light, full of clarity, and sounding the perfect note, matching perfect frequency. Set your intent to remember which chakra were you drawn to watch the most. Remember their color. And now, turn around and view these chakras from the back. Here you may notice a difference in the colors, in the texture of the light, the clarity of the light, the perfection of color. Just observe as these wheels of color, of fire, rotate. And radiating the will to initiate flames of purification to all of those chakras, to all seven. Systematically watch as each is subjected to the flames. Taking a few steps back, radiating once again the energies of the will to initiate, Sword of Truth, and watching the energy from the sword enter the chakras. As more rings of knowing flow down that central column, and calling on the energy of Fohat for new beginnings, because here we are at the ending, and with every ending there is a new beginning. Taking another step back, turn. You can see yourself, your soul, approaching you. And they glide forward, heart open, energies open, and the love radiating outward from them, enveloping you, and you can smell beautiful flowers, fragrance is heavenly, They could smell like fresh baked cookies. Each soul is unique in its signature, and each signature is a clue for you to explore. And they envelop you, surrounding you in love, and simply allowing. They make no move to change you. They only love you as you are in this moment. All love, holding nothing back, pure love. Allow yourself to drink that in. When you have absorbed as much energy as feels comfortable for you, thank your soul. Not for loving you, but for loving all. And through their loving all, showing you the way. Coming slowly back into the room when you are ready. Namaste.